don't think y'all niggas really know what beef is. Beef is when you gonna have to walk outside with God, nigga.
I go plow with some shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, started life crippled just now. I gave you power, I made you buck wild. How you like me now? I go plow with some shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, started life crippled just now. I gave you power, I made you buck wild.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. I don't care if you 6 feet or 8'1". The calicoes or closed caskets at the wake, son. Or hit with the same shotty that made Ricky run. The same shells that nearly missed 50 tongues. Hit at the light like Hans' cousin Harold. Or wake up in the bed to multiple double barrels. Shotgun shells that'll rip through your apparel. I was raised by drug dealers, murderers, and safe crackers. Dreads from out of town, kidnappers and carjackers. Trappers, real niggas on the side, and they don't got a problem with committing homicide. Whack rappers committing lyrical suicide. God King, it ain't no comparing to you and I. My third eye stays open and stay focused. I stay smoking, grip these barrels and keep smoking.
I go plow with some shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, started life crippled just now. I gave you power, I made you buck wild. How you like me now? I go fly with the shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, started life crippled just now. I gave you power, I made you buck wild.
War gets deep, some beef is everlasting. Sound of a titan, mother ships is crashing. These phases ain't set for stun, these shits are set to blasting. Demented mind of a killer, lyrical assassin. Mushroom clouds when I step in the fucking dough. Judgment day, Hiroshima, the fucking flow. When I'm in the booth, yo, I burst into flames. Go in the rage like a dog fucking locked in a cage. Biting their legs once they bring me out on the stage. Super Saiyan God level when I step on the stage. They rocking their wave, dead body shaking their grave. Puppet master, hypnotized, shocked and amazed. Murder rappers, call them all up in the same grave. They lyrical content sounding all the same. Purge hip hop, purge the motherfucking game. Psych war rap, straight jackets with Novocaine.
I go plow with the shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, started life crippled just now. I gave you power, I made you buck wild. How you like me now? I go plow with the shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, started life crippled just now. I gave you power, I made you buck wild.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy, Boss of the Game, Bubble Shake Magazine, the Music Pusher Show. You already know what it is. That was my boy right there. I'm not even going to announce it. I'm going to let him announce his own name. You know what I'm saying? For real, you know what I'm saying? Straight from out of New York City. You know what I'm saying? Yo, introduce yourself, my brother.
Yo, what's going on? The Saga of Dawn, Bam Entertainment, New York City. What's going on, Brooklyn?
Yo, definitely, man. Yo, so tell them why they call you Saga the Dawn, man.
You know, because the way I move, you know, on these streets, you know, on my peoples, you know, they look at me like a Dawn, you know. Take care of a lot of people out there, you know. I got the name Saga, you know, because I've never let things go. People always like, yo, you always continue to go on, you know, and keep doing stuff. So they just call me Saga.
Definitely, man. So, yo, I know you said that you told him. Of course, you say you from, where you from? You from Brooklyn, right? That's where you originally
yeah,
from.
Yeah, Coney Island, Brooklyn. Yeah, zone name.
Oh, Coney Island. Yo, I was just in Seattle the other day, man. For real. Yo, how is it out there, man? How is it out coming up as an artist out there, in Coney Island?
Coming up as an artist in Coney Island is kind of hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got a lot of distractions out there. Either you playing ball. You know what I'm saying? Or you going to school, or you rapping, or you out there in the streets doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard for young brothers like us, you know, coming up in the street.
Yeah, definitely, man. So how long have you been rapping?
Been rapping like 10 years now, you know, off and on. I used to be in a group called Masters of Chaos with a couple of brothers from my old block. And I wound up just doing a solo thing.
Oh yeah, well, how much members of that group was
it was like a good 4 or 5 of us. You know, some of us wind up doing their own thing. You know, they branched off into other groups. Big shout out to my boys from Most Hated. You know, shout out to Bucks, my man, Cash Baguettes, Sunny Red, Hush Money.
Mm-hmm. Yo, sounds hot, man. Sounds hot. So, you know what I'm saying? Where at what point did you feel like you needed to go branch off and just do your own thing? Just to where you at today, right now.
But I kind of felt like, you know, being with the group, you know, a lot of the brothers, they didn't want to do certain songs, you know, they didn't want to do certain venues. But I felt like that me as an artist, that was holding me back from my craft, holding me back from what I needed to do. So I just kind of branched off and started doing music by myself. And I was like, yo, you know what? Maybe I really don't need the group because I'm progressing more by myself. So I just started doing it like that. I still got love for them and all of that, you know, but I just had to do everything on my own for right now to, you know, kind of like show them where we should have been at.
Yeah, yo, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. Yo, you see Rick Ross did that with Triple C's, you know what I'm saying? He was part of the Triple C's, and he said, yo, listen, I'm going to break off for a minute. I'm going to get mines, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to holler at you guys. So there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? For all you artists that's out there, you know, just take note on that. But, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I've seen you in a couple of magazines. I've seen you in doing a couple of promos, a couple of videos. So tell us, you know what I'm saying, what videos have you done lately?
Well, right now, the first video of the War Project is called War.
Mm-hmm.
I got that out right now. I flew a guy named Sam Hain out. That's the demon-looking character in the video. I flew him out from New Orleans.
And, oh, okay.
He came down and did the video with me.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Pixel Motive. They shot the video for me. Real good dudes. Real good in their craft. Video came out excellent. Right now, we up to almost 7,000 views in a month. So I'm averaging a little over 1,000 in views.
Yo, that's what's up. That's what's up. So tell us more about that war track. I seen the war track. I thought that it was hot. You know what I'm saying? It was something different. It was more like a movie. You know what I'm saying? In which, you know what I'm saying, it was creative. And a lot of people, when they doing videos, they don't really do stuff like that nowadays. Usually they got like a good 10 to 20 guys in the background and call it a day. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, how was the creativity of that, the song itself? Like, you know what I'm saying? What was the creativity like for that particular song?
Well, actually, when I started writing the song, it's funny because I was on the train writing the song. And I just kept listening to this track. Shout out to the boys over at and what's these dudes' name? I can't believe. Shout out to Hobson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't believe I forgot his name. Boy, that boy's a good artist. Shout out to Hobson. He actually produced the beat. I got the beat from them, and I was listening to the beat for like a month, just thinking. I actually started writing the track on the train.
Yeah.
And then like just a bunch of crazy stuff just started popping in my head at the time. And the initial track I intended for it to be the intro of the of the War Project, and then I wound up turning it into a song a little later.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the crazy stuff started popping in my head, and I just started writing everything down, man. I wanted to get away from, you know, everything that everybody's doing right now. I kind of feel like hip-hop became like the cookie cutter, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's doing the same sound, or everybody's going in the same lane. I didn't want to go in that lane. It's easy for artists to get pigeonholed and stick with the same sound or the same lane. I said, nah,
yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna turn left and I'm gonna do something different. So with the video, when I went to Pixel Motive, they gave me an idea, and I started giving them more feedback of what I wanted. I said, look, I got this guy coming. I sent them the picture of him. I said, this is how you look.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, do he do that every day? I'm like, this dude walk around like this every day. So this is his form of art, and he walk around like that every day. So I want him in the video. And then it was a movie. So big shout out to Sam Haynes for coming down to New York City. Real good dude.
Yeah. Just put it down right there. Oh, no, that's it. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, definitely. I see the fool, man. See what's going on right there. But, yo, I was definitely paying attention. Word, it was a dude. So, yo, that just tells you, you know what I'm saying, that, yo, you guys, like, yo, listen, there's a whole lot of stuff that be on the trains, you know what I'm saying, New York City, where you be on the trains. You can come up with anything because you see everything. God damn it. You see everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, the track really was, you know, like, the initial thought of it was, like, the state of the way the world is right now and the way hip-hop is right now. We all at war with ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And we all at war with the craft we doing and trying to get on. So, for me, it's like a battle call, you know, a war cry on the industry. Like, this is what everybody should be doing creatively, not following the lines that everybody's following. Just be creative. Think of something different. Think outside the box.
Yeah. Yo, what did you think about, you know what I'm saying, Ebro talking about, like, 50 Cent? He's saying that 50 Cent was, like, you know what I'm saying, like, killed New York rap. Like, what did you think about that phrase right there that he said about that?
He killed New York rap. 50 Cent is to me, is a legend, you know?
Yeah.
Not a lot of artists come out like 50 Cent and just, like, shut it down.
He was talking about the beef. Like, you know what I'm saying? The beef made New York rap, like, be, like nobody playing their music right now. Like, it's all South music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think he killed it by doing that, by starting, like, creating all the beef. That, you got to think about it. That's a marketing scheme for 50 Cent. All right, now, if I attack this artist, you know, verbally on the track, that's a marketing scheme. People be like, oh, shit, 50 going crazy. Let me buy his album, you know what I'm saying? Or let me listen to this track. It's a marketing scheme. It didn't destroy hip-hop or destroy New York City hip-hop. In fact, I think that it bring us up more, because at the time, a lot of people was listening to, like you said, down south music.
Yeah.
You know, when 50 bring it right back over to this side. Every now and then, the sound shifts. It'll shift to New York. It'll shift to down south. It'll shift to the east. It'll shift to the west. But the artist just got to bring it back. You know, that's all. And that's what 50 did. I don't think he killed it.
Yeah, definitely, man.
You know, right now, I feel like a lot of artists from New York City shied away from doing New York City hip hop.
There you go.
They all doing down south music. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of family members from down south. I love their music.
Yeah.
But when you go over there down south, they love New York hip-hop.
Exactly. So why shy away from it, right?
Why shy away from it? That's what I'm saying. They love New York hip-hop. So why should we take a sound that they doing and jump on it? All right, there's a right to do certain tracks like that, but to make every New York song sound like a down south song, like you taking the essence out of New York, you're taking the essence of hip hop away.
Exactly. I feel the same way. But yo, talk about your music. Let's talk about Reign Supreme. Like, I just played that before. You know what I'm saying? Before we brought you in, or whatever like that. Like that song right there. Like, I like that song because it was kind of like a 90s thing. It was kind of like Nas, you know what I'm saying? And it was like bringing that sound back, bringing the sound of New York back, you know what I'm saying? So explain to me, you know what I'm saying, or tell, you know what I'm saying, the listeners, you know what I mean, what was the concept behind that particular song that you did?
Well, yeah, like you said, the concept behind it was like a 90s feel when I first heard the track. Shout out to Firstborn. A great producer from Connecticut. He produced that track right there. When he sent me the track, that was the idea I have. Like, oh, this is on some 90s shit right here. This is some 90s New York City hip hop. This is like Nas, you know? So in my mind, when I started listening to it more and more, I just kept hearing Nas in my head. That's what I kept hearing. I kept hearing Nas. I kept hearing lines from Nas. Kept hearing lines from Nas. And that's why I did the hook like that. And that's how the song came about.
Yeah, that was a hot song. I mean, that's definitely another hot banger, you know what I'm saying? But so, yo, what you do? You produce? You playing the instruments? What is it that you do?
Nah, well, I don't play no instruments. You know, my uncle, you know, he tried to get me to do that back in the days, you know, play some instruments, try to show me how to play the keyboard or whatever. But I never really got into it. I pretty much used to just sit back and watch everything be created. I used to watch him create all the tracks and shit like that. But all I do is rap, man. I rap and hip hop. You know, that's it. That's my passion right there. I'm doing a song right now called "Don't Call Me Brother," and I'm actually singing on the hook because my uncle used to be in a singing group back in the day. So like, you know, a little bit of that got instilled in me. I really don't, you know, like to sing too much or whatever, but that's just something, you know, other than hip hop that I do. I don't produce tracks. I don't engineer nothing like that.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? Being that you say that, who are just some of the artists that inspired you to rapping, to start rapping in this music industry?
People like Nas, definitely Nas, man. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to the big homie Nas. Great, great legend, man. Tupac, definitely a great legend. I used to stay listening to Tupac when I was younger. And the first couple of albums he had was like a great inspiration to me just to keep my mind focused walking around in the streets in Coney Island. Big L, he was a good inspiration too. Biggie, of course, you can't forget the King of New York. Jay-Z, Eminem, Hobson. You know, and Hobson is fairly new. You know what I'm saying? He's been out for a while, but he's fairly new. But like brothers like him gave me the drive. You know, to say, you know what? Why am I sitting back when I got all of this shit in my head, funneling off, and I could just push this music out? Why sit back? You know. And just from watching dudes like him and my man Torre, big shout out to Torre. He just dropped
the album. Torre's hot.
That's my man right there. That's my homie. That's the big homie right there. Mm-hmm. He from Coney Island too. You know, we used to live in the same building. When he was rapping, you know, we used to just play around with it, me and my man. But he was taking it seriously. You know, and I like kind of like watch, like, damn, like he really doing it with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe what I'm doing ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. Because at the time when he was rapping, I was in back of the building trapping.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I was like, damn, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I could do something else with myself. And then, you know, after, you know, getting invited out to a lot of shows and stuff like that, I said, you know what, this is it. This is it for me. Let me start doing my music again, and let me start pushing it harder. And this is where we at right now.
Yo, definitely, man. Yo, listen.
Last night we just had the magazine release party for that Splash magazine.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Splash Jar Geo. You know, formed out there last night. Shut it down. I was supposed to perform. I was supposed to open up at the Barclays for Power 105 one time, but that ain't fall through. Yeah, that ain't fall through the way it was supposed to. Shout out to Wise McGriff, you know, he the one, you know, try to set that up for me, set up a couple things, but it ain't fall the way it was supposed to. Did a show with my little homies, Uno Gang, out in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
At this one spot.
So what are some of the shows that you got coming up?
got coming up. I'm supposed to be at Santos Party House on March 22nd.
Yeah, what date is that? Yeah.
Yeah, March 22nd. It's a Tuesday. Doing that at 8 o'clock. I'm supposed to do that. Right now, I'm just trying to get everything lined up. Some more shows. Most likely in the next couple of months, I'll be doing a lot more shows in different places. I'm just trying to get that set up right now.
Yeah, I mean, what is it like being on, I mean, when you're on stage? Like, what's that feeling like for you? You know what I'm saying? I know for me, it's a little different than, you know what I'm saying, than everybody else. But what is it like for you?
Super Saiyan God level when I step on the stage. That's how
I hear that.
I feel like I'm on fire, B. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's just like a euphoric feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like a high, you know? That's how it feels to me, you know? It's just like when Bruce Leroy had got the glow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I hear that. You know what I'm saying? I hear that. Yeah, it's like it's a crazy feeling. Like you about to just enter. Like you get like your belly like flips a little bit, and then all of a sudden you go on stage, and then it's like, yo, let's go. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand
like for
that, man.
Split second, like you kind of like close your eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then just take everything and take all the energy in, and just be like, here we go. Let's do it.
No, definitely, man.
Once you speak that first word, it's like an explosion coming out of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you mean, what would you tell, like, you know, some of these upcoming artists that's you know, all these younger artists that's trying to, like, do the same thing as you if they hear your music or like your music and, you know what I'm saying, follow your music?
I just tell them don't let nobody change you. You might come up with a sound or a style or whatever, and somebody might not like it. Don't let that discourage you from pushing your dream. Keep your dream going. You know what I'm saying? Just because the way you think, believe me, there's a bunch of other people out there that's going to love your music. You know, like somebody might not like mine. That's their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a bunch of people that don't know me in this world. Across seas and all of that love their songs, that love my music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just keep pushing. The whole world will come around. Not a lot of people like Michael Jackson music, but there's millions of people out there that love Michael Jackson music. You know, not everybody like Jay-Z, but there's a million people out there that like Jay-Z, and that's what keep artists going. Keep your dream going. Don't let nobody stop you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, man, that's a funny thing you say that. Now, you know what I'm saying? When reals talk, it be politics involved. You feel what I'm saying? But that right there, I was going through that a couple of weeks ago with a lot of dudes because I was like a businessman. You know what I'm saying? Not to go into me right now, but I'm just saying as far as what you're saying, it's facts. You know what I'm saying? Listen, people, what this man is saying is facts. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to tell you you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. Do not listen to them. Keep on doing what you are doing, because if you keep on listening to them, and you sit there with all this talent and don't even exploit it. For real. Tell
exactly. You already setting yourself up to fail if you're going to listen to somebody. If somebody's going to tell you, nah, don't do that song. That song don't sound right. I don't like that song.
Yeah.
But somebody else might like the song. So if you take heed to what they say, and you already setting yourself up for failure. Never doubt yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Keep that dream going. Keep that feeling going. Because believe me, there's a million people out there that's gonna love your music no matter what. I got people inboxing me on Facebook all the time, or commenting on the video on YouTube. I love that song. Where could I get the song from? I want that song. You know, so I made it available for them on iTunes.
Yeah, tell us where you. Tell them where they can find your songs. Somewhere they can find your music.
You could find a couple of tracks that I put on Reverb Nation. Just put in Saga the Don, SAGADADON. You can listen to a few tracks on there. Right now, I got the War single on iTunes. the complete album should be up there in about 2 months.
What's the name of the album?
The EP is called War.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, same thing. That's why you got the single. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be hot, man. That's hot. So you say you have it on iTunes as well.
Yeah, yeah. The video is on. The song is on iTunes right now. Mm-hmm. The single, and the video is up on YouTube right now.
Okay. All right. How much you selling the song for?
I think it's like 99 cents.
Well, can't beat that, 99
people. 99 cents. Yo, if y'all could buy Jordans, y'all could buy a single for 99 cents.
Double, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
It's all support. You know, we all gotta support one another. That's the only way we as a people gonna make it in a society. You know what I'm saying? Everybody supporting everybody. You know, whether it's a clothing line, you know, or a magazine, or a singer, or a rapper, or somebody that own a store. You know what I'm saying? They own a store. We all gotta support each other.
Yeah.
Keep this circle of life going, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I got this thing queued up again, you know what I'm saying? Let's try to play this song again and come back in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah. This song. Whoa, we ain't even gonna introduce it. We gonna see if this thing work here. Make it happen for real, right, man. You know what I'm saying? Just going through technical difficulties,
happens,
but yo, at the end of the day, the show goes on. For real. We out here.
Definitely.
All right.
Just keep feeding you, bitch.